What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Orioles lose yesterday 3-2. Keegan Aiken blowing the save, giving up two in the ninth inning. They're off today. Start a three-game series against the Mariners tomorrow. And let's talk some Orioles baseball now as we head to the Window Nation fan guest hotline. Andy Koska covers the O's for the Baltimore Banner. He joins us now. And Andy, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. Let's start with the outfield. And we've been talking a lot on the show today, just that, frankly, we're kind of embarrassed about who they're trotting out in the outfield and the whole Dylan Beavers of it all hovering over it. How do you feel, Andy, or what do you think about what they're doing with the outfield right now?
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. First off, the outfield has been, no disrespect intended to anyone that has been playing out there. It's good to see Jeremiah Jackson get an opportunity. But Jeremiah Jackson is an infielder.
Yeah,
so exactly. That's part of the problem here. So I was talking to him the other day, and, you know, he's a good guy, and he's been through a lot, you know, former second round pick. It didn't cut it with the Angels or the Mets, got released, and now is blossoming here and is, you know, put up really good numbers in AAA. So definitely was deserving of an opportunity. But he can really play third, short, or second base. And so he's having to learn on the fly, and he's spending a lot of time pregame with Anthony Sanders, one of the base coaches who also oversees outfield work. He's working a lot with them. So that is definitely it's part of the problem. You know, we've seen throughout the season infielders in the outfield haven't led to the most perfect results. And as we sit and talk at this exact moment, the Orioles just claimed Daniel Johnson off waivers from the Giants.
Yes.
And I think you will remember Daniel Johnson. He was in the organization, in Baltimore's organization, played one game in 2024 for the Orioles. So there's your answer.
Yeah, this is fun. Jackson Holliday, since July the 1st, has an OPS of 630. He's got a 285 on base, been caught stealing as much as he's stolen bases in that span, and has 31 strikeouts to 9 walks then. The person masquerading as a major league manager for this team has declared him as the leadoff guy till 2030. But would you say that perhaps less might be more with Jackson Holliday right now, and as he approaches 500 plate appearances and some rarefied air for August, that maybe backing off of him and maybe dropping him in the order, maybe even giving him a day off or two might be in order?
Honestly, with almost any other player, I'd say yes. But Jackson has a real head in his shoulders. He handles all of this so well. I like that they're throwing him that lead off and saying, hey, sink or swim, this is the time to do it. At this point, I mean, sinking, they can't really sink much more than they have. So I am not really as concerned necessarily with with Jackson Holliday. There's a lot bigger concerns than Jackson Holliday. Has some of the aggressiveness on the base paths been disappointing at times? Yeah, I would say it's definitely, we wrote so much in spring training about, Jackson's going to be a base stealing threat. When Tony Manzolino took over in the interim, he talked about being almost foolhardy on the bases. Well, it's not always almost. It might be foolhardy a lot of times. They seem to take incredible risks. And the interesting thing is, Jackson, his top speed is great. I actually would love to see him in center field. Like, I'm not even kidding. It's just, you didn't ask that, but I would actually like to see him. Talking about infielders in the outfield, I just talked about that. Well, now let's throw an infielder in the outfield, I guess. But I just think his range is really impressive, and he could do a job out there. But it has not translated to base stealing yet. I suppose you're only going to learn by taking risks in game. And, next year when Baltimore likes to imagine that they're going to be competing, for a playoff spot and maybe more, they are probably not going to want to take the risk necessarily of having him thrown out all the time. So maybe, green light Jackson now and see what he can do and see what he can do the rest of the way. I know the numbers don't look great, but given where the team is, I don't think it's necessarily the panic point.
Andy, I know we're still a little ways away until Tyler Wells gets activated off the IL, but he had a strong rehab outing yesterday, 8 1/3 shutout innings through 3 rehab starts. What is his role when he does get activated?
That's a great question, and I wish I really had a great answer for you. Tyler Wells probably long-term could be one of those relievers who can pitch 2 innings out of the pen, which so many teams seem to have those guys. I was watching the Brewers yesterday and D.O. Hall comes out of the pen, throws 2 or 3 innings. I forget what it was, but really keeps them in the game. It was 5-0 when he entered, and then they had have a walk-off 7-6 victory. Milwaukee does.
Joey Ortiz, couple big hits.
Joey Ortiz, yes, with 2 RBI singles each. So it's really impressive to watch a guy like that who's able to come out of the pen and say, oh, short start from a starting pitcher, that's fine. We're going to bridge the gap to our big guys at the back end of the bullpen. And so Baltimore really could use a guy like that. Obviously they had a guy like that, but use them, and there's no issue with the trade for Corbin Burns. It's a great trade. However, right now they really have no long reliever you can rely on. So I would like to see Tyler Wells be that guy, 2 innings, 3 innings at a time, a couple of times a week. I wouldn't be shocked if just for his, the health of his elbow as he's rehabbing, and coming back, that they're going to focus on him being a starter, just because it can be more stressful for a guy warming up in the middle of an inning, trying to, enter in the middle of an inning with runners on base, things of that nature. I wouldn't be shocked if the rest of this season, when he comes back, probably September, maybe he has 3 starts in him for 3 innings, 4 innings each, and you piggyback him with, somebody else. But probably want to keep him in that role a little bit more. But in 26 and beyond, I would like to see him more as a long reliever, but we'll see how it pans out.
Talking with Andy Koska, Inside Access here on The Fan. Andy, before we let you go, got to ask this. So Friday is August the 15th. With that in mind, is it your expectation that Dylan Beavers and Sam Basayo are going to be with the team in Houston this weekend?
Yes. I assume that if not by Friday, they will be there for the Thursday home game on August 22nd or whatever that would be, the first game back at Camden Yards. But I would imagine before the clock strikes September, they are here.
Andy Koska covers the O's for the Baltimore Banner. Andy, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, of course, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was a painful answer on
I was pregnant. That's what you call pregnant pause. Yeah. That's pregnant with quintuplets.
Yeah.
Quintuplets.
Quintuplets, yes.
A lot of kids.
There's a lot of pushing going on there, yes.
A lot of cribs for the bone to build.
Yeah, that's true. Bone. Cottage Industry, bone building cribs for his friends.
Have you been doing any more of the Uber Eats?
Yeah, I have been.
How's it going?
I have to ask you about that.
Yeah.
With TMI coming up, yeah. I'm like, hey, I should.
Oh, no, it's going well. I like it just because it's like, it's mindless. You know, it's not like you really have to dial in at all. Like, it's you're picking up stuff and dropping it off.
So do you get
like
those text messages?
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to run into the car that's in front of you.
Well,
I mean, other than that.
But I'm saying, like,
or leaving your laptop on the roof of the car. That wouldn't be good.
I don't need to do any show prep for Uber Eats. Yeah. Is what I'm saying. Like,
you
there's
do
no
not.
Extra work. Like, it's just,
but
you just.
A little inside radio, your phone's all screwed up. Are you getting the messages for the Uber Eats?
I am getting the message.
It's only for this job that his phone's screwed up.
His main job.
His other gigs, his phone is perfect.
Yeah. Yes.
Hey, before we step out, 410-583-1057, you can win four tickets to the Maryland State Fair. 410-583-1057. Call and talk to Beltway Ben. Win four tickets to the Maryland State Fair. Coming up next, though, it's T-Bone time. TMI with TIM. What you got?
As with a lot of things, I was late to watching Happy Gilmore 2, but I finally watched Happy Gilmore 2 last night. I really enjoyed it, and that was a sequel that we didn't really know that we needed, but what is a movie that you would like to see have a sequel for it? 410-583-1057. What is a movie you would like to see have a sequel for it? 410-583-1057. I'll take your calls next on the Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The Maryland State Fair tickets have been given away. I repeat, the Maryland State Fair
stop
tickets.
Stop calling. Is that what you're trying
away.
To say?
Well, because Bone needs calls.
If you want to call, I'm asking the question, 410-583-1057. What movie would you like to see have a sequel? Why am I asking that question? Well,
good question, Bone.
I finally watched Happy Gilmore 2 last night. I know it's been out for a few weeks, but I'm late to things per year.
That's not really that late.
It's less than a month.
Of all the things you have not experienced in your life that we've been like, you got to see this, you got to hear that.
You literally just watched The Godfather, right?
I did, yes. But everyone was watching Happy Gilmore 2. It set like records on Netflix. Like when it initially came. Yes.
When it initially came out.
I thought it was fun.
I enjoyed it.
Yes.
Now, it could have been a little shorter, probably. Mm. But anyone that went in thinking, oh, my God, what a garbage movie. Like, what were you expecting? What were you expecting? You got all the callbacks. You got all the cameos. You got all the, like, It was everything that you would have wanted. I felt like
that had that's his daughter in real life, is it
yes,
not?
Yes,
it had
both,
to be.
Of, it both of his it daughters is. Were in it.
That's yeah. what
the
I figured.
Other one was in rehab, and the other one was his daughter.
Because I was like, he's doing this for the daughter. Like yeah. I'm like, that's got to be. You know me. I'm not. I don't know anything me. About.
By the way, his wife's in every movie too. She played the ballet coach at the beginning.
I'm like, I don't know anything about pop culture, not much. But I'm like,
he's king of pop.
This
culture.
Seems to me like I'm the one. Who's living with him in Southie or whatever. Like I'm like, that's got to be his real life daughter.
It is.
And he's got her dancing and everything. Yes. He's clearly using this as a project for her.
Well, but he puts his family, like he did that yeah. bat mitzvah movie they were in together. And like I said, his wife plays a role in every single movie he makes.
And not to mention, he's got his guys. He always films
the guy with the cross eyes in every movie.
Yeah. It's Adam Sandler. But I really enjoy it.
Sandman.
Now, was the sequel necessary? No, but
how many sequels are?
That's great
where
question,
I was
Jason.
Going. That's great where I was going.
Any?
You got Freakier Friday out now. I feel like a lot of these movies from the mid-2000s where it's been like 20 years now. So that's kind of where my mind went when thinking of this assignment.
That you gave yourself.
Yes. Talladega Nights.
I'm just saying, because yes. we had nothing to do with it. Yeah.
Talladega Nights would be... One
Talladega Nights 2?
Yes.
I mean, it'd be so hard to top, but I would be there for it.
But it's,
I'd like to find out.
But it's very similar, right? Like, you don't need the sequel. It's kind of like that with Happy Gilmore. And I think if they did that sequel, it would probably follow that same type of thing. You know, Ricky Bobby stops driving for a while. He gets back into it. Like, stuff like that. But
I think there's more potential in Talladega Nights than Happy Gilmore. Like, Sacha Baron Cohen is a comedic genius.
Yes, he is.
So, oh, like, Borat, come on.
Now, did that guy die? Did he die in that movie, though?
I don't think so.
Bring him back from the dead. I don't think he died in a fire.
No, I think he just lost.
After the crash. Yeah. Right, he lost. But, like, I feel like there's more meat on that bone.
That was...
Especially with Chubbs being, with you know, Carl Weathers, RIP, not being with us anymore. Like, that's a big loss.
That was the movie initially that stuck out to me. For a sequel.
That's a good call. I don't really think they're necessary at all.
Ever.
I mean, pretty much never.
Well, I would say,
Titanic.
I would argue that, yes, that would be good.
Titanic.
Return of the Jedi was necessary because I need to know what happened to Han Solo in Empire Strikes Back. So, that for me as a child, I was thinking
aren't those really not chronological? Haven't we come to find out that
four, five, and six are like chronological.
12 of them and they didn't really start at the beginning?
So, yes and no. They were the middle three, but they were in order.
Okay.
Star Wars is technically episode 4. So it was 4, 5, 6. So they are in order.
Okay.
But yeah, they weren't the begin. That then they came out with the first three, and then they came out with the last three. Ferris Bueller's Day Off was one that's interesting. Oh. Like, but it's now past.
How do you
like,
top that?
But how you topping any of them? But I think it'd be fun to see them. I loved Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I would love to see another day off for him.
A lot of people on hold. 410-583-1057.
No State Fair people.
He's in Baltimore. Ryan, you're on the fan.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
Hey there.
So Tim and I are actually simpatico. I was thinking of Talladega Nights too.
That's a good call.
Awesome.
But the comment I had about Happy Gilmore 2 is, coming from a golf fan, it is way funnier than if you don't understand golf. Because all my friends, they don't watch golf, they don't play golf, but they like the movie, but they didn't have any idea about any of the professional golfers in there and the funny inside jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, to that point, Scottie Scheffler making fun of himself for getting arrested was hysterical.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Charlie's in Sparks. Charlie on the fan.
Hey, guys, I'm calling because Ken gave me a hard time because I call the morning show. But, hey, Days of Thunder 2.
I think they're making that seems to be something they're talking about making now because Days of Thunder.
Yeah,
because of the success of the Top Gun sequel, there is discussions about them making a Days of Thunder sequel.
Well, what's his face? He's a big sequel guy.
Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's his
There
face?
Were like 5,000 Mission Impossible.
They're great movies. I've not seen the latest one.
It's the only one I've ever seen.
The last one?
Mateo wanted to go.
Yeah,
so I
want to see it.
It's the only one I've seen.
Jim is in Towson. Jim, you're on the fan.
It's one of the all-time great dad movies, Master and Commander with Russell Crowe.
Oh, yeah, good movie.
They've got like 40 more books they could do sequels based on.
That's interesting. I never even thought about that one, but that's a good movie. Last I like Russell Crowe.
That's decidedly out of my. I never heard of it.
I saw Russell Master and Commander. Mike, I was a big Russell
Crowe. I'm limited. Again,
yeah.
I'm limited.
Me too. You are very limited. Me too. Mike is in Fed Hill. Mike, you're on the fan.
Yeah, guys. Hey, Rounders, man. Need to know what happened with Mikey. You know,
the poker movie. Yeah. You've never seen that, Bum?
Rounders?
Yes. Damon and
Peak Malkovich, baby.
I've never even heard of Rounders.
Never heard of Rounders? You're worried about how long it's taking you to see Happy Gilmore 2.
Wait, time out. You're on social media, right? You've never seen, like, reels of Rounders?
Pay that man his money.
KGB? You don't know?
1998.
Matt Damon?
That was a young Matt Damon.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
This is right off the heels of Good Will Hunting, is it not?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Probably. It's definitely 90s.
And what's his face? His uncle started
Good Will Hunting 97? Yeah, look at you.
Yeah, Jason knows chronological order.
No, I'm bad with years.
Hey, coming up next, Ravens off the practice field. They just got done another day of training camp. Jonah Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What's next? Ravens done on the practice field another day at training camp, and let's head out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline. Jonah Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. He joins us now. Jonas, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. Maybe it's just me. I'm really curious at the way Harbs has been answering these Robert Longerbeam questions. Do you have any idea why this seems to be so, I guess, confusing, at least to me?
Nothing like crystal clear. So I'd kind of err on the side of caution, but it does remind me a little bit of, in a way, in a kind of weird inverted way, of the J.K. Dobbins situation during his final years in Baltimore. Where he like wanted a surgery and the Ravens didn't want a surgery. And there was some dissent about what exactly was the best course of action medically for both sides. Obviously there was somewhat of a happy ending there because JK got a surgery and the Ravens were kind of better for it. So maybe, we're in the same situation here with Longerbeam. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, I think it's kind of much ado about nothing because I don't think he was really going to help this team one way or the other, unless he got a lot better than the guy that we saw in training camp. So hopefully this is, you know, the best course of action for all involved. And the Ravens have a still elite secondary, and Longerbeam comes back in year two better than he was in year one.
Jonas, let's look back to last week. It's only one game. It's only the preseason. But special teams were a big area of concern for this team last year. A lot of question marks this year with a rookie kicker and a rookie punt returner. Wester had the 87-yard punt return for a touchdown. Loop was able to bounce back after missing his first kick. Ali, Keaton Mitchell had some nice kick returns. What did you think of the special teams as a whole?
Yeah, it looks like special teams of old in Baltimore, where we are accustomed to seeing top five unit year in, year out. You know, obviously, I think it would be unrealistic for anyone to expect an 87-yard touchdown every game or every other game or every other game. But just to have that aggressiveness and to have that kind of dynamism, you know, it's kind of easy to forget that last year they went through four punt returners, and they went through the last three, I think, in a pretty quick span once – you know, just guys stopped holding onto the ball or just stopped being aggressive with it. I mean, obviously that game against the Eagles was just a complete disaster with muff punts and not aggressively fielding. I think Thailand, obviously, probably that was probably the end of the line for him in terms of that, like, getting serious opportunities. But as long as Jonte Wester can keep holding onto the ball, which he has done more reliably as a punt returner than he has as a receiver in camp, then it seems like the job is his. And then, you know, if you just get above average play from Jordan Stout, which I think is possible, and average to above average play from Tyler Loop, which I think is also possible, then you've got a special teams unit that probably won't be your ultimate downfall in January and perhaps February.
We talked a little bit very early in the show today, and haven't gotten back to it, about a little bit of concern about the O-line, and I think you can get by with replacement level or maybe slightly below replacement level guards if your tackles and centers are playing at a Pro Bowl level, and that might be the case, but we're not going to know that in the preseason because a lot of those guys aren't going to play. And so we'll see if people step up, and then it sounds like some of the practices over the weekend were a little janky and a lot of frustration. Lamar spiking the ball a couple times, Harbs, I guess, having mass substitutions when they can't get ball snapped properly. Where is this offensive line right now?
It's definitely still developing. It's definitely still getting there. I think it was a good sign that Thursday, even though we didn't see anywhere close to the full first string starting off of the line, was pretty clean in terms of the pre-snap business that was going on. So I think give these guys some grace that after as many hours as they put in, you know, these guys are practicing at the end of long days, unlike a lot of other teams who make practice the first part of their day or the middle part of the day. The Ravens are literally ending their, you know, days of the facility with these 2.5 hour practices. Mm-hmm. So I think I tend to be a little bit more forgiving of these guys having some mental hiccups in terms of their execution and stuff. So, and you know, they've got 3.5, 4 weeks, whatever we're at in terms of that week one. So you trust that they'll be able to get things settled down. Obviously on Thursday, they had the benefit of playing before a relatively small home field advantage crowd. It probably will be a little bit different when they go to Dallas, and maybe things are a little bit louder, and we'll see exactly how the operation goes there. But, you know, year one, I think for all intents and purposes was pretty good in terms of Lamar embracing cadence. And I don't know how much has changed for the offense, but you would expect that him having that continuity with the rest of the line going into year two, things would be as smooth, if not smoother. So I'm optimistic, but obviously if we get to week one and it just a raucous Buffalo crowd and the Ravens can't do anything before the snap, then certainly we're going to look back at this training camp in the summer wondering what exactly they were doing that didn't have them prepared for week one.
Talking with Jonas Schaefer, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. Jonas, neither Kyle Hamilton or Keaton Mitchell practiced today. Are you concerned about either one of them?
No. I think Jeff Schubert reported it was just a minor groin injury for Keaton. So, you know, obviously he was never a guy that they were going to rely on a huge amount, even if week one was this week. But you just trust that, you know, it is a minor thing that they'll be able to get him ready for the opener. And, you know, Kyle was running on the adjacent field yesterday. I didn't see him out there today. But you just trust that, you know, again, he's dealt with kind of these minor things throughout his career, probably we're going to have to deal with these minor things throughout his career. And you just trust that, you know, of anyone on this team who can kind of have that superhero healing factor when, you know, push comes to shove and you need these guys to actually get out on the field, Kyle will be there, you know, with his sword drawn. So I have no fear about him missing any time or him, you know, missing any time that leads to an interruption in what this defense is trying to get done. Obviously, you know, it's a little bit of a different defense with Sanusi came back there as opposed to Kyle Hamilton. But I still think he feels good about where this defense is and especially where Kyle is relative to where they need him to be.
Jonas David Ajabo met with the media today. He was asked about being on this roster bubble. He had that sack, free run at Anthony Richardson, unfortunately hurt Richardson last Thursday. Do you see the Ravens keeping six edge guys and Ajabo making this club?
I think you can use, I know it's kind of weird to do, but you can sometimes read into what Ravens PR does as an indication of where the coaching staff thinks these guys are. And they tend to not put guys up at the podium who they don't think will make the team. So even though we are two preseason games away from that final roster cutdown, I think it's a good sign that, you know, they lumped David Ajabo in with Tavius Robinson, and that David Ajabo felt good about his camp. It seems like the coaches feel good about his camp. I think some of the injuries at cornerback have maybe helped the the battle for that sixth outside linebacker spot in terms of the 53-man roster construction. Like, I would probably feel better about getting David Ajabo onto my team and trying to sneak a Reuben Lowry onto that 53 or onto the practice squad and then elevated him later if you really kind of, when push comes to shove, with those two decisions. But we'll see. I mean, if it's just a total pumpkin effort from David Ajabo these next two games, and he's, you know, only average against the run, and he's not giving you anything on special teams, and the pass rush juice, which I think I did see on Thursday, just isn't there for whatever reason, then maybe they'll have to go in a different direction. But I do like, you know, the kind of way that he's trending.
Mike Green just seems to be a little different than what we've seen around here for a while in terms of the pliability, the different ways to bend that edge. Just the type of athlete he is, coupled with a guy who seems to have some understanding of the mental side of pass rush as well. It just, I don't know, Jonas, that just looked like, that looked different to me.
Yeah. Before I answer your question earnestly, Jason, let me just kind of pull the room here. The photo of him that went viral that I think Ryan Mink of the Ravens shared, am I on the wrong here in thinking that was the hype for that photo was a little bit overblown, because that was a play in which Mike Green is getting pushed to the ground, and so everything looks a little bit closer to the supernatural than what it would be?
I haven't even seen it, so I don't know. Don't buzzkill
that photo.
I don't know anything about the photo. I honestly just you know what I mean? I had really good seats. We were in the club level, literally right at the 50-yard line, and, you know, with the occasional binoculars, and I was keeping a close eye on him, and he just, it looked, again, I get it. It's August. It's the first preseason game. I've seen a lot of football. That looked different to me than the kind of dudes they've been trumping out for the last 5 or 6 years telling you are pass rushers.
Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, I put together like a 10-play highlight reel or something on Friday if you guys want to, you know, check out my Twitter feed.
Yes.
Like 90 seconds long. And so he is not like overwhelmingly dominant, I would say, just based on that collection of plays. But the traits are definitely there, and they are really impressive. And, you know, which I think, I know a lot of people had Mike Green and Abdul Carter lumped pretty closely together as their pass rushers. And I think if you were to compare one to the other, you would say that Abdul Carter, at least based on what he showed against Deion freaking Dawkins against Buffalo the other day, appears to be in a class above Mike Green. But that's, you know, you shouldn't really be disappointed at that. But I think Mike, based on the bend that he has, just the way that he's able to kind of soften the edge, the fact that you could reliably throw him out there as a run defender on early downs if you want to and not feel any hesitations or reservations whatsoever, I think is a great sign, because, you know, so much about this defense is where exactly is the pressure coming from? Where are these simulated pressures? Where are these creepers coming from? Is it a 4-man rush? Is it a 6-man rush? And if you could have Mike Green, you know, before the snap looking like the tip of the spear, and then he drops into coverage and you have two guys coming from the weak side and your offensive line is just completely bamboozled because they thought that Mike Green was going to be the tip of the spear, then you've already kind of won the battle before the snap. So I think the fact that he is more versatile than I expected him to be, and all those athletic traits are still enough to get the kind of edge that you need to as a pass rusher, I think it's a great sign overall for just the health of that pass rush ecosystem.
Jonas Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. Jonas, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Ravens done practicing today. They spoke after practice. We'll hear some of that. What did the Ravens have to say after training camp practice? You'll hear it next here on The Fan.
Going to get surgery, I can tell you that. As far as being a torn patellar tendon, you know, define that. You know, that's a little bit vague. So he's doesn't, you know, I can't really say what he has, but it's you know. Am I allowed to say what it is? HIPAA allow me to tell you what it is? I can't. He says no. But it's something that was deemed that that surgery was the best move for him, you know, and that's good. That's a decision that every player and has a right to make, and we support it, you know. So that's what he's going to do. I love him. The way he was playing really well.
So that's John Harbaugh, basically, in the last hour. Now, Jordan Schultz reported that Robert Longerbeam's got a torn patellar tendon. I assume he got that from the agent, just guessing how that shit stuff works. I almost said a curse word there. Oh. But Harb's still odd about this whole Longerbeam situation.
I mean, torn patellar tendon seems pretty specific.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem vague. It seems specific. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I got no dog in this fight. I doesn't sound like this young man's going to be playing much football.
Well, he's been IR, so he's done for the year.
So that's unfortunate.
Just odd the way he's discussed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd think it'd be cut and dry at this point.
That HIPAA thing, man, that's like break glass. Use it at any time.
Jonas said it smelled a little like the J.K. Dobbins situation a couple years ago where they didn't want to have surgery. It worked out for J.K. Dobbins. Hopefully it works out for this kid because his season is over. Let's move to Tavius Robinson. Spoke today. Talks about by the way, he did not dress for the preseason game, which usually is the realm of the starters. So that tells you what the Ravens think of Tavius Robinson. He says he's taking strides in the right direction.
I think, you know, going back from year one, like looking at that film in year two, it was like, I'm like, wow, like this isn't good. You know what I mean? And then year two, you go looking back and it's just like every year you're trying to get better. And looking back on old film, it's like, wow, I'm such a better player now. So, yeah, I think I'm just continuing to take strides and continue to grow. So
he was the one getting all the snaps in the playoff game against Buffalo, and the Ravens are obviously very high on Tavius Robinson.
Yeah, I think the fact that he was in bubble wrap for this game shows how far he's come from even a year ago. And makes sense. And they've got young – look, I mean – Jawbone's going to be playing, like we said before that game, he's going to be playing a lot of snaps. Mm-hmm. He's going to continue to play a lot of snaps, and Mike Green's going to play his fair share, and there's other people they want to look at in that group. Yeah, and based on the matchup and stuff, like it's going to be very interesting to me looking at those snap counts between Robinson and, let's say, Owe.
Last game they played, Robinson outsnapped Owe by a considerable margin. At that point. So it tells you what they think of Tavius and Chuck Smith. Remember, he called him the centerpiece of the defense.
Yes.
And look, he's one of those guys that does the dirty work for this defense. Maybe not get all the praise, but he does the dirty work.
You mentioned David Ajabo. Let's hear from David Ajabo. He says he's feeling like himself.
Most definitely, man. It's my first true offseason healthy. You know, I feel like myself. Feel confident, you know, just kind of letting it rip, man. Not thinking about, you know, rehabbing, man. I'm just thinking about football, man. So, in fact, I'm doing good. You know, just keep getting better day by day.
Jonas made a good point when we had him on last segment talking about the fact that they had him speak, which tells you that his roster spot, at least to him, feels more solid than maybe some thought. What do you think about David Ajabo, and did he impress you on Thursday night?
Yeah, look, I think when you get a free run at a quarterback who has no idea where his hots are and like has zero like awareness to even like, I don't know, turn his neck 25 degrees, let alone 45 degrees to take a sneak peek at what's coming his way. A lot of things went right there. And I think some of the other stuff was frankly looked to me like was being sort of created from Mike Green. But yeah, there's nowhere for this young man to go than up, and they would love nothing more than for him to make this team and find a way to contribute. And I think he'll get a nice long run against the Cowboys.
Yeah. And the Commanders after that. He's going to be playing a ton in these final two spots because, look, I get what Jonas is saying, but he's got to earn his way onto the roster. And if you're going to keep six edge guys, and if they did, he would be the sixth guy, you got to steal from a different spot. So he's got to prove that he's worth that extra roster spot.
We will talk to Cordell Woodland. He was out at training camp. Talk to him about the Ravens so far. Get his thoughts on David Ajabo and much more at 5:30. But coming up next, back to the Orioles and Jackson Holliday. Could less be more? We'll explain next here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.